You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Raheem Madhavji, the president of KnightsbridgeFX.com, a currency exchange company that helps Canadians get better exchange rates than the banks. Prior to KnightsbridgeFX, Raheem was involved in private equity and investment banking in Canada. Raheem, certainly a privilege and pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So for starters, what made you quit a $200,000 annual job to pursue entrepreneurship?
Well, one of the things I've always wanted to do was pursue a dream in entrepreneurship. I did have a pretty good career in private equity investment banking, and I think at some point you kind of want to scratch that itch and take a leap of faith into a dream that you have. I did meet a partner that I was involved with closely in private equity, and at that point we decided to put together an idea to help Canadians get better rates in the bank. And one thing led to another, and we took a leap of faith. I ended up quitting my job and basically, you know, ended up starting a business from scratch. And that was definitely a very, very, you know, painful experience at the beginning in terms of leaving a residual income that is guaranteed and recurring to try to build something from scratch. But I think everyone at some point wants to pursue that entrepreneurial dream. And looking back, I'm glad I did it.
That's good news to hear. It turned out the way you wanted. Now, I understand your co-founder quit a few months in. How in the world did you handle this?
Yeah, well, I think initially when I had left my career, we put some money together. We started this business and things were going, you know, relatively well. And then one day I kind of got sat down and my co-founder basically told me that he wanted to pursue another opportunity. And that ended up being with a competitor. And so it was definitely a punch in the gut early on that I had felt. And it was something that was unexpected. But I think the life lesson here is that anything can happen at any point in time and you don't take anything for granted. So he ended up doing what was in his best interest at that point in time. That being said, those moments were very, very scary at that point in time. But, you know, I was able to rally through it. And it's really at that point in time in those dark days that you really figure out what you're made of in terms of being an entrepreneur. So we were able to kind of struggle through it. And basically, we ended up, you know, continuing to do well, you know, after that. But it was definitely a very, very difficult time, especially early on, just leaving, you know, a very high paying job. You start to think, why have I done this? But at that point in time, you really start to figure out what you're made of. And moving forward,
what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned so far on your journey?
Well, I think the biggest thing for entrepreneurs in general is that as soon as you start a business, you're basically the head of sales right away. And I think that's one of the things that I think every entrepreneur needs to know early on. So it's great that you have a business and you're great. It's great that you're saving people money or you have a product that is, you know, very useful to a lot of different people. But at the end of the day, the biggest role you probably have as an entrepreneur is becoming the head of sales and learning how to sell a product. So I think that's probably the biggest lesson that I've learned. Had to read a lot of different sales books, had to talk to a lot of different you know, entrepreneurs and people in sales to really learn how to kind of crack the code and market the business. So, you know, my tip really to most other entrepreneurs out there is as soon as you pursue something, the first thing, the biggest skill you probably need to pick up is how to sell.
Certainly very insightful so far. Our conversation today, we've joined Raheem Madhavji, the president of KnightsbridgeFX.com, a currency exchange company that helps Canadians get better exchange rates than the banks, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Raheem, how has your company done to date?
Well, we're just over 6 years in now. And we were one of Canada's fastest growing top new growth companies. We were awarded by Profit Hut 50 and made their list in 2013. We're now coast to coast in all provinces in Canada. So we're doing really, really well, knock on wood. And, you know, the business continues to grow. We've continued to be featured in a lot of different business media in Canada. So for the most part, things are going really, really well. I think as more and more people start to find out about our service, they're starting to realize that they're being underserved and overcharged by their Canadian banks. And because the Canadian banks have a lot of market share in Canada, they really don't want to compete on price when it comes to currency exchange. So it really allows smaller players, players like us, to come in with an innovative service and basically offer Canadians better rates. For the most part, things are going really, really well. You know, month over month and year over year growth continues to pick up. And, you know, for the foreseeable future, everything looks really, really good.
Congratulations to you on your success and certainly exciting times. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for our entrepreneurs tuning in?
I think for the most part, you know, the key tip that I mentioned, learning how to sell, is probably the biggest tip that I have for most entrepreneurs. Immediately, you need to tap into your referral network. Every, you know, friend and family member that you know, you need to tell them to help market your business. I think some of the other tips is, you know, don't focus too much on analysis paralysis when you're trying to make business decisions. Hire quickly, fire quickly when you're making business decisions. And the key for any product or service is marketing. So you have to focus on marketing as a number one tip.
Well, certainly have appreciated our conversation and insight and information shared. Where's the best place for folks to be in contact if they wanted to get more information directly from you? What's the best way?
Sure. The best way to probably reach us is through our website, knightsbridgefx.com. If you click on the Contact Us page, there are local numbers where, you know, people can reach us. And there's also an email address if anyone has any questions or just wants to get in touch just to learn more about the endeavors and the paths that I've taken. Feel free to reach out to us through our website at the email address on our website on the Contact Us page.
Well, that's easy enough. Raheem, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you and the company.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Raheem Madhavji, the president of KnightsbridgeFX.com, a currency exchange company that helps Canadians get better exchange rates than the banks. And once again, the website of reference is KnightsbridgeFX.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.